And welcome. I'm Tom Davis, and we have Anna here with us from Arvest Bank. How are you doing today?
Hi, Tom. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And full disclosure, yes, I do carry my accounts at Arvest Bank.
We appreciate that.
I proudly do that.
Thank you.
There's a reason, because Arvest is a part of this community and is a newcomer to the community. I've never felt more welcome.
Thank you.
Our ideologies add up, too. Right now, Arvest is involved with teachers, and Arvest loves teachers.
We sure do.
Explain a bit.
Yeah, so, you know, Arvest is always looking for ways to support our schools and support our teachers, whether it's cooking out at all the home high school football games or supporting different PTOs. So this is just another way that we're working to support our teachers. It's our fourth annual We Love Teachers campaign. So basically the premise is it's a Facebook campaign.
Okay.
There's an online nomination form that'll be live on Monday, October 7th. And then people can go in and nominate a teacher that they think deserves $500 for their classroom supplies. And then we'll have, throughout our footprint, we're going to have, I think, like 131 winners throughout all of Arvest footprint, the whole four-state region. So
that's a lot of $500 going
up.
It
is. It's going to add up to $65,500 that we're giving to local teachers, which is just really exciting and a really big impact.
Now, first of all, we have the nomination forms going
right
out on the Facebook page.
But, yes.
Who's eligible?
So for our region, it will be teachers that are at state-funded schools in all of Washington County, Nowata County, Craig County, and then Montgomery County in Kansas. So that's really within where we have branch locations.
Uh-huh.
And so we'll be doing one award for a teacher in all of those counties.
And how will we know when we've got a winner?
So we're going to, it's really fun. We get to surprise the teacher. So we work with their local principal and PTOs. And so we've done a lot of different things. Last year in Nowata, we had a full school assembly that we were able to bring our big check and balloons and surprise the teacher.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they do it just in the classroom, but we usually try to keep it a surprise. And then we'll post those winners on our Facebook page. It's usually November by the time we get them all taken.
Wow, that is really something. $65,000 going out to a variety of different classrooms. So we've got all of these counties and all of these awards. And basically, the folks who get on your Facebook page are in charge of the nominations.
That's right.
And we just work it from there.
That's right. So we know that our customers here locally probably know teachers in other counties. And if there's an Arvest presence there, they're probably eligible to win as well. So it's a really cool initiative that has grown year after year. The Arvest branches in Oklahoma actually started it, and then slowly we've added in all of our other states, you know, in Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas. So it's really cool. They saw how exciting it was, and so now we have all of Arvest participating.
And, you know, I didn't look online when I started up with Arvest.
Mm-hmm.
But I see the signs, you know, for the ATMs and, of course, for the branch locations. I
right
recently just took a trip up to Kansas City to see my son and his family.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing these Arvest Bank branch locations popping up all over 75 and
right
159. I'm going, goodness sakes, they're everywhere.
They are. And I think that's really the unique role that Arvest can play, is that we are a community bank. We're involved in the community. We're local. We make local decisions. But there are Arvest everywhere. And the app makes it really easy if you aren't, for some reason, where you're right next to a location, you can log on to the app, do your banking that way, do online banking. Our ATMs take deposits. I mean, it's really exciting just the investments that we've made in technology to make it convenient for customers.
I do have that handy dandy little app.
Yes. So
and,
nice.
I just look at that thing and I say, wow, you know, all the years you've gone through wondering, you know, did that come in?
Right.
Did that electronic deposit come in?
Mm-hmm.
You know, do I have to make a call? Oh, gee. And do I have to go to the computer? No, you don't.
It's all
you just
right
pull it
there
out of your pocket and it's right there.
That's
you're
right.
Worry free.
And it's secure. You know, I think there might still be people who like to mail their checks, and that can be risky. So we have solutions for people where they can do all of that electronically. It is secure. You can see when the transactions hit.
So
if for some reason something seems wonky, you can walk into a branch and you can figure it out right then. So it's it's really convenient. It gets me into trouble sometimes because my husband sees our transactions, you know, basically in real time. So sometimes I get a text as to, you know, did you really need to go to Chick-fil-A again? Which the answer is always yes.
Yes, you have to. It's the thing. You got to do it.
That's right. That's right.
So I'm with you on this one. But anyway, the We Love Teachers campaign is really something else. And again, it does start on October 7th. So watch the Facebook page. Watch for the nomination post. And it'll tell you virtually everything you need to know.
It's a really simple to use form. You'll just put in the teacher's name, the school that they teach at, and then just a quick couple of sentences as to why you're nominating that teacher.
Have you ever had one of these where, you know, you had like about, you know, 900 for one teacher?
You know what? It's really interesting because we do get like the full list of submissions. And a lot of the times it's the same teachers that are nominated over and over again by different people, which speaks really highly.
You can tell you've got a good one there.
That's right.
When that happens.
That's exactly right. And it's always fun to read, you know, you can tell when it's a parent submitting on behalf of their student's teacher or another teacher submitting their coworker. So it's really fun to get to read the description. And we usually get to share that with the teacher, you know, all the nice things that people said about them.
Right. It's a very noble profession.
And, it is.
I know so many people who've gone into it. And, you know, I said, you know, you're not going to get rich. Well, I'm not doing this to get rich. I'm doing this to be fulfilled.
That's right.
And I'm also doing this to make sure that we produce very good citizens moving forward in our society.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there tells you that they're wired up a little bit differently than lot of people. It's a noble cause, and that's why they do it.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I think it's so cool. It takes so much energy. You know, I've gone in and helped volunteer in classrooms, and I've done junior achievement, and you go in for 30 minutes and teach a curriculum that you didn't have to plan. Somebody just plans it for you.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, after that 30 minutes, I am pooped. And I don't know how teachers do it all day, every day, and just to keep that high level of energy to engage their students and, you know, offer assistance to the ones that need a little bit of extra help too. Teachers just do so much. So we hope that this is just another way that we can show how much we appreciate the important work that they're doing.
And attention to all you middle school and junior high teachers, you really have my vote of confidence, all of you, for the simple fact that I know what I was like in seventh grade. There's nothing sillier than a seventh grade boy.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So God love you.
Yeah,
that's a challenging
year. I think as I get older, I look back, you know, at my middle school years, and I think I was a pretty good kid, but man, my teachers and my parents, I'm just like, I'm sorry. You know, you just have a lot of feelings when you're in middle school. It's just a lot. You don't really know what to do with. And they have to deal with that day in and day out and try to get them, you know, to pay attention and quit goofing off. So that's definitely some formative years right there.
Indeed. So, you know, we're taking anyone from kindergarten all the way up to senior year in high school?
Yes, that's right. Any state funded school. And so that full list will be on the Facebook nomination form as well. So you can see what counties are included because it is a lot, you know, 131 within a 4-state footprint. That's a lot of schools. We were excited to get to open that up countywide. We did that last year because there are just so many good schools and so many great teachers that we're able to recognize.
Now, Anna, this has to be probably one of your favorite parts of the year.
It really is. You know, it's such a fun, it's only a week that the nomination is open. It's the 7th through the 13th. But we do a lot of prep around it. And then getting to surprise the teachers and deliver those big checks is, it's unlike anything else. It is a really humbling thing to get to be a part of.
Do you kind of come up on them like the publishers hit clearinghouse people do?
Yeah.
We're our best bank.
I know.
$500
usually when we show up, you know, with that big dry erase check, somebody knows, they know something's up. The students always, you know, want to know, like, what's that for? Is that for me? And so it's really special. And the schools that the teachers, you know, are at, they really put a lot of effort in. This last one that we did was a Bartlesville teacher. And they planned a special kind of premise of they were going to do a training. So that's kind of how they snuck her in there. They had her favorite colors, her favorite food. I mean, they went all out.
Wow.
So it was really, it's really special too, because they just get excited to recognize their coworkers and their friends. And the students get excited. So, yeah, it is. It's pretty fun to walk in with big checks and balloons and flowers.
You'll notice that the instructor is always the last one to know. Because
that's right.
their mind is all set on the lesson plan, day. How am I going to accept certain challenges? How are we going to overcome certain obstacles today? And it's never, oh, gee, did I win something?
Right. That's exactly right. You know, and I think that's part of the fun aspect of it, too, because they're not expecting it. They're very humble, very focused on what they're going to do for that day and how they're going to provide for their students. So it's really fun, too, to just surprise people and just see the kind of shock in their eyes as they start to process, like, wait, that was my name. Are they talking about me?
Anna's with Arvest Bank, and we've been talking about We Love Teachers. And again, it starts on Monday. On your Facebook, nominations will tell you everything you need to know. Now, if people want to know more about Arvest Bank and all the many services that and projects that Arvest Bank is involved in, where can we go online to find more about Arvest Bank?
Yeah, so arvest.com is our website, and that has... easy enough. Tons of information about the products and services that we offer to help people accomplish their financial goals. And then when you like the Arvest Bank Facebook page, we do a lot of updates there as well. So we have community events going on or different things that we're doing locally. Lots of engagement. That's a great way to kind of see what's going on locally. And then we have kind of, you know, financial trends and things like that we post on the Facebook page too. So that's another really good resource for people.
And you need to know that Arvest Bank is a full service bank.
That's right.
Checking, saving, debit card. And of course, for retirement planning, we
yes.
have the tools that you can use and plenty of advice. And if you're looking for loans for homes or automobiles, this is the place where you need to go.
It is. Our associates have just a wealth of experience and knowledge. So we really are experts in the financial area. Our associates know what they're doing. For example, our wealth management department, they have over 350 years of combined experience. So they can really help you. You know, it can be a little intimidating sometimes getting a mortgage or getting a car loan or planning for retirement can seem overwhelming. Or if you're a business trying to understand, you know, your cash flow, it's a lot, and you don't have to know the ins and outs of everything. That's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. And so that's just, I think, a really unique role that Arvest plays is just the value, the expertise that we have. And our goal is to help people accomplish their personal financial goals.
And you know what? It's stress-free.
Mm-hmm.
That's one thing. You walk in with a lot of questions, a lot of anxiety, and you walk out with, well, that was pretty easy.
That's right. I'm glad you've had that experience. That's been my experience as well. It's kind of like going to the doctor. It can be a little overwhelming. Sometimes you want to put it off, but we really pride ourselves in customer service and want to provide a great experience for people so that they do walk out and say, hey, that wasn't so bad, and I understand a little bit more about my money and where it's going and how it all works.
Once again, it's Arvest Bank. We love teachers. Look for it on the Facebook coming up on Monday, October 7th. They'll have all the details there. Anna, it's been our pleasure having you with
us
today.
Thank you so much for letting me share about this. We appreciate it, and we're looking forward to all the submissions.
All righty, and you're listening to K1.